USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden on Saturday hailed Congress's passage of his $1 trillion infrastructure package as a monumental step forward for the nation after fractious fellow Democrats resolved a months-long standoff in the ranks to seal the deal.
Finally, Infrastructure Week. I'm so happy to say that.
The House passed the measure 228 to 206 late Friday, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. A federal appeals court temporarily blocked the Biden administration's new vaccine rules that could apply to larger employers, certain health care workers, and federal contractors. A three-judge panel on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals give cause to believe there are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg suggested on Friday that passing $5 trillion in new spending would help mitigate rising gas prices and inflation more generally. Price hikes that were at first dismissed as transitory have not yet subsided in crucial consumer sectors and have been exacerbated by a supply chain crisis that has caused major delays in manufacturing and distribution nationwide.
What economists would call a permanent structural inflationary pressure doesn't make it any less real, doesn't make it any less painful, and that's exactly why we're focused on the price pressures that Americans are facing.
Buttigieg made the comments during an exchange with MSNBC host Stephanie Ruhle. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, introduced legislation that would prohibit the federal government and any entity at the federal, state, and local level that receives federal funding, including school districts, from requiring COVID-19 vaccines for minors. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Space Council will be meeting in December. USA's Wendy King reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to host the Biden administration's first meeting of the National Space Council on December 1st. She'll be accompanied by NASA Administrator Bill Nelson and officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the U.S. Geological Survey. Harris will also present pictures from the Landsat 9 Earth mission for the first time. The satellite launched in September. Landsat 9 is collecting data to help with water use, drought effects, and agricultural planning. It's the latest launch in a series of satellites that have provided data on the Earth's forests, oceans, farms, and freshwater systems for nearly 50 years. This is Harris's first high-profile event as the head of the National Space Council.
Two senators have introduced bipartisan legislation that would make it harder for online tech giants to make acquisitions that harm competition and eliminate consumer choice, according to the office of Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, one of the bill's co-sponsors. Klobuchar and Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, on November 5th, jointly announced the unveiling of the Platform Competition and Opportunity Act, which would make it easier for the government to block deals it believes violate antitrust laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.